Because, face it, humans can often be terrible, making rash, selfish decisions at best and murdering one another at worst. Through most of 2020, to be locked inside and looking out was to feel peculiarly powerless. And even as we grew to feel more remote from the world as individuals, it also seemed that individual nations had begun to curl in on themselves, motivated by misguided notions of their own power and self-sufficiency. What does an America First agenda mean in a country that fails its own citizens when it comes to protecting them from a deadly virus? In the worst months of 2020, we were a nation that could barely take care of itself, let alone help anyone else through a crisis. Worse yet, we were on our way to becoming a nation that didn't want to help anyone else, even when it was in our own interest to do so. And democracy, not a badge you can earn, scout style, but a practice and a discipline that needs careful tending, came to seem wobbly and fragile, even in places that have long professed to believe in it. As if we were a previously fashionable fad we'd all become tired of. The pages on this strange calendar just kept turning, with the menace of the pandemic bleeding through all of it. Public figures who meant a great deal to us, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, John Lewis, Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, were wrested away, and in May the killing of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis ignited righteous anger not just across the country but around the world. The ruthlessness of that act revived attention to similar outrages earlier in the year, particularly the killings of Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery. It also reminded us how often, throughout history, black people had suffered similar injustices with no recourse, no means of changing the status quo. And then, in August, even with the whole world watching, police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot and partially paralyzed, another black man, Jacob Blake, as three of his children watched from the back seat of his car. The toxic traditions of injustice and inequality in America are no secret. A sequence of tragic events finally caused more white people to wake up. Whether this heightened awareness of the racism that has plagued our country since its founding translates into actual change remains to be seen. That's just one of many question marks waiting for us in 2021 and beyond. After a year of so many changes, will we change radically too?